This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Coming up on 7 past the hour on the DJ V Show, Rich McFadden in here for the D, along with the V, Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, sitting in while Doug travels through Peru. And, you know, one of the funnier things about Doug taking this trip is apparently he was fairly clueless on what he should take. Asking Kara, like, 3 days before he was about to leave, do you think I should take a backpack?
Yeah. And then he said he didn't want to bring a fanny pack because he said that's just not him, which I get it. Like, that's fine. But both of us, Kara and I, both told him, yeah, you need a backpack because where are you going to carry your water and your power bar or whatever
right.
You're going to be? They're doing a lot of hiking. And so I think Kara and I convinced him that he really did need a backpack.
You know, it's funny. My wife was watching this piece somewhere on tourism, and apparently Machu Picchu is one of the most visited tourist destinations in the world. Like, to the point where you're waiting in line to do things, unless you do the big hike that
it's one of the wonders of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it makes sense.
But it's like Disney.
Yeah, I'd love to go, too.
You know?
Yeah.
Here's your e-ticket ride. Please wait in that two-hour line over there to climb Machu Picchu. So, all right. So anyway, Doug's having fun, and so are we. So let's jump into what's going on around the world today. Coming up, Trump is threatening General Motors. But before that, I'm starting to hear reports at the Tijuana border that migrants are requesting help to go back home.
Really?
And into the dozens, into the hundreds, because apparently there's a international immigration assistance organization down there who I can't remember their name right now, but they are helping people go back if they want to, and they say that people are starting to say that the border, it's not what they thought it was going to be. They thought it was going to be easy and welcoming to get in and across the border, and when they got here, they didn't realize that it would be not so porous, and that it would be defended so well, and that it would that Tijuana would be unable to take care of all of them. Tijuana has apparently turned a sports stadium into a camp, and Tijuana does not have the resources to take care of all of these people. They got over 5,000 people and a couple thousand more on the way that they're trying to take care of. So people are just going, you know what? This isn't what I thought it was going to be. I want to go back.
Maybe it's not so bad in Honduras.
Maybe
after
it's not,
all,
right.
Or wherever they're coming from. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, I guess from an immigration standpoint, you can only hope that, A, people will go home, tell their friends, hey, listen, this isn't as easy as you thought it was, and maybe we should try to make things better here. And, you know, I know it's horrible there in Nicaragua, and you've got to figure out how to make your home better, and I'd
or
love...
Or figure out the right way to leave.
Right.
Just being on
right
foot with, you know, yeah, figure out a plan, figure out the right way to get to a better place. And walking and trying to be a part of this caravan is not the answer.
This is why I can't be a libertarian. Okay, even though I love kind of the libertarian view, I believe it's important that we help other countries that are living in squalor around us get better so that they have something to stay there for, because otherwise everybody's going to come here.
Mm.
All right? If you've got the golden ticket sitting here in the United States and then everybody around you is poor, and they're living in violent situations, and they're scared, and they can't raise their children, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
And this is the one thing with libertarians that I just don't get. It's going to affect you sooner or later. And
now, for some for people who don't know, when you say the libertarians, do you mean like what about being a libertarian?
No foreign aid.
Are you
no foreign
aid? No foreign aid.
You know what? It's good. All of our money stays here. We help us. We all of our money stays within our borders. And there's no reason that we should go out and help
very
these other countries.
Very isolationist, then. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and along with some drug things and some crime things that they have going on. I mean, I love some of their ideals, but it just this is the one thing that makes me go, I can't go there.
You can't ignore that, you know, we are not an island. You know, and in so many ways, metaphorically, physically,
especially
we're not
nowadays.
An island.
I mean, maybe 50 years ago, sure, you know. But nowadays... Yeah. If the craziness of the rest of the world, if you think that that's not going to affect you,
right?
You're smoking some of those drugs you want to legalize. So it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. So hopefully, Trump's stand at the border will work and these people will go home. We'll try and make things better, or at least the people that do stay will have some kind of an organized asylum. Apparently, they're still working with Mexico to try and create some kind of a situation where the asylum seekers can stay there in Tijuana while they mm-hmm. seek asylum, which is a long process.
Yeah.
But I like...
Now, when's the new Mexican president start taking office?
It was this past
soon?
It was either this past weekend or this weekend coming up.
Okay, because they're in a time of transition as well. And aren't they going from one extreme to another in terms of ideology?
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, too.
The word on the street is that the new incoming president and the White House have some kind of a deal, but nobody's admitted to it yet, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, speaking of the president, he's trying to manage this General Motors situation. We talked a little bit yesterday how he basically ran on and is standing behind that jobs, manufacturing are coming back to the United States, and this is a square punch to the mouth for him. So how is he handling this today, Victoria?
Well, the latest that we've heard is that he issued a famous Trump tweet and saying that he's disappointed with General Motors and their CEO. He called her out by name, Mary Barra, and he said for closing plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Maryland, we are now looking at cutting all GM subsidies, including for electric cars. So, okay, so this is when you dissect this is to me seems like a very typical Trump tweet. There's a lot of a lot of blustering, not a lot of facts. So. The facts are GM has announced they're going to cut 14,000 jobs and shut 5 facilities in North America. Also, there's going to be another plant in South Korea that they're closing too. So when you get down to it, the subsidies that Trump may or may not be referencing, where I'm assuming here is the electric car, that's called the plug-in tax credit. If you are a consumer and you buy a car from GM or Tesla and it's an electric car, you get a $7,500 tax credit. Now, that goes directly to the consumer, not the maker of the car. So Tesla isn't seeing that credit and GM isn't seeing it either. So if he's talking about taking away those tax credits, that hurts the consumer less than it hurts GM. So that's where it's a little confusing. And the other aspect of this is those subsidies go away after an automaker reaches 200,000 electric cars sold. Tesla has already reached that this year. So now if you buy a new Tesla, we don't really know what your tax credit is going to be, but it's going to be a lot less than $7,500. GM is actually on target to hit that threshold by the end of the year. So there's really, it just seems like there's not a lot that he can take away because it's already on schedule to go away. So I'm not really I'm left a little bit scratching my head like what else is he referring to?
I mean that's kind of a hollow threat there, but I would imagine that there are other ways that the government can inflict pain upon General Motors if they wanted to. Whether he could actually get away with
it. Yeah, but they're not taking their factories to Mexico. It's different.
Yeah.
You know, it's I understand if there's a penalty in taking business away from the United States.
Well,
and I support that to some extent. But if a company has to restructure because they can't keep their business going anymore, well, then should we really all be threatened by the White House and you can't do your business the way you're supposed to do it?
Here's my thing. I think that the old last century manufacturing jobs aren't coming back.
They're not.
I think that
you're right,
steel and making cars and a lot of the stuff that we did in the 50s and 60s and 70s, we've grown past that. There's different technologies. There's different opportunities now. And I think if we try to go back 50, 60 years to reinvent ourselves, I think China is going technology all the way. And I think if we don't boost manufacturing in technology sectors, I think we are. So in a way, I'm glad that these car manufacturers are looking at how they do business. And I think Trump should be more focused on the future of manufacturing than the past of manufacturing.
Yeah.
The only problem is people understand auto manufacturing and steel and much better than they do something that's not existing, you know, like green technologies or computer chips or whatever it is. So that's what they get the run on, because people really feel there's a job there for me if I talk about this. But I really
there's also a generational aspect here too, and I feel terrible for anyone who is of my parents' generation, because I've grown up with technology. I have never not had it in my life, and my parents have not had most of the technology that we have today. They've had to learn along the way. And when you think about even people who are, let's say, like 50 to 65, not at retirement age yet, but also they've missed the curve of technology. Those are a lot of that age group. Those are a lot of factory workers, and that's scary because it's, you know, either you do try to slide back and grasp onto whatever might be left, or you have to face an even scarier future of technology that you just aren't comfortable
with. Embrace the technology, people, especially. I'm a 53-year-old tech geek. Come on.
You're very rare.
Jump on the train. It's a lot of fun. All right, so tweet us or go to Facebook and tell us what you think about Trump's plan, and should we move forward with manufacturing, or should we go back to the future? It's 18 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples, and you'll receive big savings.
And this week only, get 40% off custom holiday cards and invitations at Staples. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
About 1122 to 12118. Exclusions apply. In-store only. See associate for details.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Led Zeppelin's anthem rock song, Stairway to Heaven, off of the infamous Led Zeppelin 4 album. I just saw the Led Zeppelin tribute band Zoso this weekend. What an amazing group of four musicians these guys are. And they're just a tribute band. They just play Led Zeppelin songs, and they kind of look like them and kind of act like them and everything. But just an amazing set of four guys who can just play it. But anyway, the console, the recording, the mixing console that they used to record this album, Led Zeppelin 4, which included Stairway to Heaven and Black Dog and other great hits, and also Bob Marley and the Wailers, the Catch a Fire album, will go on the auction block in December. This is called a heliocentric console, and it's actually kind of a mix of two consoles from the Island Records Basing Street Studio 2 Helios console and Alvin Lee's Helios console. They were kind of put together at Space Studios, and they were combined in 1996 by Elvis Costello and the Squeeze, the band The Squeeze, is Chris Difford. So the Basing Street Studio 2, the half consoles, were prominent by engineer Phil Brown, and they were used to record Bob Marley's Catch a Fire, Stephen Stills' self-titled album, David Bowie's Holy Holy, Eric Clapton's After Midnight, Harry Nilsson's Without Out, Jimmy Cliff's Many Rivers to Cross, and dozens more well-known rock songs. George Harrison, Steve Winwood, Mick Fleetwood, Ronnie Wood, all these artists that recorded on this console. So after the two consoles were reconstructed together, the unit hit the house at a different studio in Rye, England, and where artists like the Pet Shop Boys and Paul Weller and recorded on it. Bonham of London will sell the console to the highest bidder December 11th. I want in on this, making it the second high-profile recording console to hit the auction block in the past 2 years. In March of 2018, bottom sold the EMI TG12345 MK4 recording console. Oh, I know that one. Used to record Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon for $1.8 million. It was expected to do $700,000. So,
I think this one's going to go for way more than that.
You know what? This is such a cool thing. I loved. I watched, if you've never seen the movie Sound City. And
I have not. That's literally on my list.
Dude, this is so awesome. Sound City is the story that Dave Grohl tells and basically narrates the whole story from his VW bus of the studio Sound City in, I think it's Burbank, California. And all of the people who recorded on that in the late 60s, from like 68, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, into the 70s, Stevie Nicks, Fleetwood Mac, Tom Petty, just the Beatles, all these different groups. And he tells the story of this console and how you could only get this. And this console lasted through the 90s and Trent Reznor and just all these different metal bands. And he bought the console, installed it in his garage, and then invited everybody who ever recorded on it to come to his garage and record a new album with the original
content. Definitely need to see that.
It is the coolest movie you have ever seen. If you dig rock and roll, man, you've got to watch this movie. So, all right. So, anyway, we'll keep an eye on what this console does, that the Led Zeppelin and all the other albums were recorded on. We'll report back to you, but definitely watch Sound City this weekend. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Since December, GM has equipped 3 million cars with an in-dash system it calls Marketplace. The free system communicates directly with merchants, enabling a driver and passenger to order and pay for a variety of products and services without a phone. This is the shape of things to come. Vendors include McDonald's, Shell, ExxonMobil, Dunkin' Donuts, Applebee's, and Delivery.com. The list is growing, and now you can order directly from your car. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calotren besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calotren. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com. Using the code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans will soon have a 53-seat majority in the U.S. Senate after scoring a narrow win in a Mississippi runoff election. Here's correspondent Wendy King.
Democrat Mike Espy conceded the race to incumbent Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith, who had stumbled over a comment about attending a public hanging.
I congratulated her on her victory tonight, and she has my prayers as she goes to Washington to to unite a very divided Mississippi.
Hyde Smith had the edge going into the runoff vote.
President Trump threatening to cancel this week's planned meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin because of last weekend's clash between Russian and Ukrainian warships. The president saying in an interview with the Washington Post he's waiting for a full report after Russian ships fired on and seized three Ukrainian vessels. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Yeah, we can say it now, right?
You can say that. The national tree gets lit tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So does the tree in Rockstar.
Well, according to Al Roker, once Santa Claus goes down, Fifth Avenue? What's the street? Passing the Macy's Parade? That's it.
Yeah.
It's official. Al Roker told me that the official Christmas season has started. So I guess I have to believe Al. Did anybody watch the parade? It was a little weird
not seeing
Matt Lauer sitting there next to Katie Kirk. And
wait, when's the last time you watched the parade? Because they have not done the parade in a long time.
I know, but my daughter watches it every year, and she digs it. And it's just, it was just funny to go, oh, yeah, Matt Lauer sitting on the couch watching this, too.
I doubt it.
Yeah. All right, so the Christmas season has started, so you got to start thinking about what you're going to get that that DIYer in your house. And we've got a great suggestion. We'll give you something for free. How's that sound? So how about a circular saw that's battery-operated that can do all of kind of your light cuts around the house? You can cut those 2x4s and the plywood and the trim and all that stuff. It's the Works circular saw along with their other product, the Jawmaster, which is basically a sawhorse with a clamp on it. Go check these things out. Go to Works.com, W-O-R-X, and check it out. It's the circular saw. And the Jawmaster. Now, if you don't know about Works, I have their whole ecosystem of tools, which means I pick up my drill and driver, I pick up my my circular saw, I pick up my my table saw, I pick up my trimmer, I pick up my not the leaf blower, that's corded, and I just slap one of their batteries in it. So I have five or six batteries just charging in my garage at any time, and no matter which one of their tools I go pick up, I just slap the battery in and they go. So I don't have 15 different batteries from 15 different companies sitting there charging. I'm all in on the Works ecosystem. So check it out. You can go to our web, our Facebook page, DJV Show, at DJV Show, and check it out. And how can they enter to win one of each of these, Victoria?
Yeah, it's really simple. It's now this is a $220 retail value for the Jaw Horse and the circular saw. So you can keep this for yourself or give it away as an awesome Christmas gift. It is free to enter. Just go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show, and all you will do, it will take you right to our website, and you just enter your email address and your name, and that's it. That's all it takes. And so we will have two lucky winners, and each will win both the Jaw Horse and the circular saw. So we'll have one winner at the end of this week and another winner at the end of next week.
So check it out. It's cool stuff. It's really cool stuff.
Yeah, it's very, very cool.
I dig it. Also, while you're there at their website, they have this kind of wheelbarrow wagon thing that's I gave my wheelbarrow to my neighbor because I was like, yeah, no, I'm using this thing forever now. All right, so anyway, on to more important news. I'm thinking I'm not of the age that would find this important, but I love SpongeBob SquarePants so much. Like, for me growing up, Bugs Bunny was it. It was intelligent. It was funny. It was, and the Flintstones, you know, where it was kind of like as you grew older, it was still funny because the humor was meant for adults. And that's what SpongeBob SquarePants is to me. My kids giggle and laugh at it because they think he's silly. And I giggle and laugh at it because the jokes are very smart. And it's a very well-written and intelligent show. Well, the creator of SpongeBob SquarePants died yesterday at the young age of 57. What was it? Oh, it was ALS.
Yeah, Steven Hillenburg, and he's been trending since last night, and it's just very sad. And of course, anyone who grew up with SpongeBob or, you know, has young kids who like SpongeBob, it aired on Nickelodeon or has aired on Nickelodeon for almost 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's reached a ton of different people in different generations. Everyone who's in their mid-20s is on social media, like, crying about this guy dying because they all love SpongeBob. I mean, the SpongeBob musical came out either earlier this year or last year. I have friends who saw it and said it was amazing, like way better than you would think a SpongeBob musical would be. And so it's sad. I mean, and ALS is such a sad thing, and I feel like we're seeing more stuff in the news about it with NFL players and all of these different people who are pretty young who are dying of ALS. It's just sad.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when Mel Blanc died and how just that was like Elvis dying. You know, everybody knew and liked Mel Blanc. And
refresh us on who Mel Blanc is, because I don't know who that is. Kara, do you? Am I missing something?
Apparently the man of a thousand voices, but I'll tell you how I know that.
Okay.
From Google.
You Googled it. Mel Blanc.
Oh, is this Movie Guy? Is that what you mean, Movie Guy?
Mel Blanc was the creator of all of the tunes.
That's what I was assuming, since you were talking about Bugs Bunny before.
He was Bugs Bunny. He was Daffy Duck. He was Porky Pig.
And I recognized his face, but that name, the name didn't ring a bell at first.
Yeah, no, he was
He did all those voices.
He was the voice of all of them. All of them. And it's just epic talent, man. And so you see a guy like Hillenburg here with SpongeBob, and just the show's are hysterical.
Well, I think the lesson is don't talk down to kids, you know? Like, write stuff that, kids can grow up with and can grow into.
You're right.
And write stuff that's smarter and not stupid, because kids aren't stupid, and kids will pick up on stuff that's you know, condescending.
Well, not only that, it's just a smart business move. I mean, you know, there are shows that my kids watched, Higglytown Heroes or something like that. I mean, okay, they watch it from when they're 2 to 5, and then it's over. You never go back to that show.
Right.
Or Bob the Builder, you know? Okay, there's a very set age group for that show, and that's your audience. That's it. You're done when they age out. But, you know, SpongeBob or Bugs Bunny or something like that, you will watch that when you're 60 years old and go, that's still a funny show. It is. So, anyway. Sad story. Sad story.
Yeah.
All right, where are we going to go to next? I forget. Where are we going here?
Well, I can share what I'm going to be buying everyone in their Christmas stocking this year, if you'd like to know. Because this is going to affect you, too, since you'll be getting this from me as well.
Awesome. I can't wait.
Power swabs. I'm giving everyone the gift of an unforgettable smile this year. And it is the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. So power swabs, how it works, it's the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. It transforms your smile in just 5 minutes. That's it. No messy trays, none of those sticky film things that you have to leave on your teeth, and they just leave a horrible taste in your mouth, and none of that. This is so easy. You pop the swab, you swipe it across your teeth. It works on veneers and caps, too. That's really important, because a lot of the times, if you have veneers or caps, you have to be careful with what you use. Power swabs is totally safe, and this is a no-brainer. We've got an amazing offer just for our DJV audience. It's not available online or in stores, so you have to call Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797, and you can be like me and give the gift of a perfect smile this holiday season.
Doug Steffen here with a focus on Omaha Steaks. The family gift package is the focus. Usually it's $195, now only $49.99. Order it right now and you get 4 hand-cut aged to tenderness top sirloin steaks, 2 savory premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 snappy kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made from scratch caramel apple tartlets, plus 4 more burgers free. That's Omaha Steaks. Enter the code DJV into the search bar and you get 74% off Omaha Steaks family gift package. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation family-owned company with over 100 years of experience. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type DJV into the search bar to send the Omaha Steaks family gift package today.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 past the hour, DJV show. I'm Rich McFadden, and for Doug Steffen, who's in Peru, climbing Machu Picchu on a donkey, and along with Victoria Keelan, and the donkey is not liking it. And Kara Schillen, we're all here with you while Doug climbs the little Machu Picchu. I think he's on some kind of spiritual, you know.
Yeah, well, Machu Picchu is a very spiritual place, but yeah, so I think it's a mix of cultural and spiritual, and
just
he's going to be in the mountains.
Is that the Incans
the
or the Mayans? I can't remember. Is that the
That's
Incans?
A good question.
Or the
I think
Mayans?
It's the Incans.
Yeah. Okay. One of
this is usually when Kara Googles and comes back in and says, it's the Incans.
Yes, you are correct.
The Incans.
Incans. Ding, ding, ding. Okay.
And I wonder what they think of Doug Steffen. All right. hey, listen, if you've got somebody that needs an EpiPen, listen up, because we've got some important news for you.
Yeah.
Victoria.
Would you like me to talk?
I would, actually, yeah. Teva Pharmaceuticals.
So, Teva Pharmaceuticals, or Teva, I don't know which one it is. I think of the sandals, which
so
are
do
Teva,
I, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Sure. So they have announced a generic version of Mylan's EpiPen, and this is the, it's a 0.3 milligram injector device. This is like the standard EpiPen that kids carry with them to school, or, you know, a lot of schools are stocked up with these. And so this, of course, the EpiPen became major, major news a couple of years ago when Mylan, which was the company that makes the brand of EpiPen, they raised their prices by 548%. That's, yeah. This was in 2015. They bumped it up 548%. So a two pack of EpiPens cost $600. And I think at the time, the extra layer of controversy with that was that it wasn't covered by insurance, or a minimal amount of it was covered. So that makes it really, really a huge burden on parents who have children with allergies, and especially how many kids have nut allergies. All those kids should have an EpiPen. And so now this, Teva Pharmaceutical has announced they have a generic version that will give you a two-pack for $300. Now, it's not exactly cheap, but hey, it is cutting the price in half. Now, Mylan also makes a $300 two-pack version. It's a generic version of theirs that came out in 2016. And they say right now they're in limited supply, which is not great news. But Teva said that they will expect to add on to their supply of the generic version of the EpiPen next year. So for right now, it is still really expensive. But, you know, this is just something you can't skimp on. This is life-saving.
I wonder. I wonder if the only reason that the generic version is $300 is because the original version is $600.
Probably.
I wonder if this thing couldn't be released and sold for $75.
100%, yeah.
So even the company Mylan, who's making the generic version, going, thank you, dude from Mylan, you go to jail, and we'll sit here and reap the benefits of your being a jerk.
Yep.
And raising the price 548%, because that just raised the price of our generic 348%.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, I get it that these pharmaceutical companies put millions and millions and billions of dollars into research, and I get it that you should reap the rewards of that. I don't have a problem with that whatsoever. And I'm a capitalist, so, you know, what am I going to say? I don't think that the government should be in there price structuring what all these companies
do.
But
should we also let children die because their parents can't afford
this? No,
it's
a couple
of
takeaways on this.
It saves lives.
I think that insurance companies and the insurance industry keeps us from really being able to control prices on these things, because insurance just writes checks for it and then charges us any insurance, and we never really see what we're paying. I think that's the big thing here. I also think, why are all these kids having peanut allergies? What's going on there?
That's another one.
I think we should be spending billions of dollars looking at that, because something's funky there, and I think we need to figure out what that is. So that's just my little
It's true. Answer. But in the meantime, these pens are absolutely the difference between life and death for small children.
Meanwhile, if you run across
the
border.
Adults go into anaphylaxis, too. So it's not just, you know, if you have a severe allergy, this is what saves your life.
Yeah, but if you run across the border to Tijuana, if you can get across it today, you can probably buy one of these the knockoff EpiPens for like $12, and you get a donkey show to go with it. Check out the keep up on the news.
I don't think we're endorsing that, though, right? We're not suggesting that's what you
do. Not officially. All right, so there's your EpiPen update on the DJV show with Kara, Victoria, and Rich, and it's 50 past the hour.
A Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
For a small fee in America.
Okay. Buying on credit is so nice.
One look at us and they charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have though to keep clean?
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillac bloom in America.
Industry la 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 la. America. 53 past the hour on the DJV show with Rich, Kara, and Victoria. Also joining us is Chuck Curry for Movie Moments here. And I think, let me see if I can guess Chuck's top three movies. Number one would be Towering Inferno. Oh, wait a minute. No, The Poseidon Adventure.
Yes, yes.
Number two would be Towering Inferno. Number three would be West Side Story. Am I close?
West Side Story would be my top probably 15.
Okay, so that,
but I love
Die Hard is in there.
Die Hard's definitely
Die Hard would be a, Die Hard's in there.
Yeah.
Italian Inferno's in there also.
Yeah, no, I knew it would be.
Halloween somewhere. All right, I mean, we talked about that for a full month.
Yeah, well, all the horror movies. That's a whole separate top 10 list for Chuck, so you can't even put that in the main top 10. All right, so why are we talking about West Side Story? Is Natalie Wood come back? She's still dead, right?
No. Okay. Yeah.
Is Robert yeah. What's-his-face in jail for it yet? And Christopher Walken?
Robert Wagner?
Robert Wagner.
Nothing's materialized off of that.
Because they reopened that investigation.
Yeah, they did.
I know.
And they're taking another look at him based on someone, their video
the
footage
security
or something.
Guard. Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Really?
That dude's gone to jail before his life is over at some point for this. It may have been a mistake, but the whole,
I have no idea what happened on that yacht or boat, but something obviously nefarious happened. Yeah, Christopher Walken probably knows the truth. But anyway, enough hearsay. The reason we played that song is because Oscar-winning actress Rita Moreno, who's now 86 years old, who played Anita in the original 1961 classic musical West Side Story, has signed on to play a major role in Steven Spielberg's remake of that film. She's going to play a character named Valentina, a reworking or reimagining of the character of Doc in that movie, which is actually a pretty big and important role. I would argue Steven Spielberg is the best director of this generation, and I very much look forward to what he does with this material. Now, you told me off the air, Rich, you only seen bits and pieces of West Side Story. Victoria has not seen it at all. Kara has seen it. It's a great movie. You got to see it.
What makes it so great? I mean, when I was a kid, it would be on the local channels on Saturday mornings or Sunday mornings, and I would watch.
Well, twofold. It's extremely entertaining, great music, and it has a very, very powerful and memorable ending. The casting of Natalie Wood and Richard Beamer as Tony and Maria, I thought, was spot on. Engel Egbert, who played, who was in the movie Baby Driver and Fault in Our Stars, been cast as Tony. Spielberg has not cast Maria as of yet. That's going to be a pivotal, important role in this film. But supposedly Spielberg has worked for the last year trying to cast this film, and I get it's a very important project for him, and he really wants to do it right. But other than Spielberg, I would say Martin Scorsese, James Cameron, and a handful of other guys are probably the best directors of this generation. But if I had to pick number one for me, Clint Eastwood also. But for me, if you look at Spielberg's bio of movies, E.T. and Raiders and Jaws, I don't think anybody's been better.
No, or bigger.
Or bigger. I mean, the stuff that works is just, it's going to last, 100 years from now, his films.
So who's the next generation? Good, who comes for the next 20 years?
That's a good question.
Will there even be a...
J.J. Abrams has taken over a lot of the Star Wars stuff, right?
I think he's very talented.
Yeah, but he's not coming up with any new productions. It's all continuing the old ones. What's the next?
I would say that there's no Spielberg out there. I don't think so. Not that good.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I'm sitting here trying to think of movies and going.
Well, Harry Potter series that was totally original.
Yeah. But that was more due to the writer than it was the director.
In 1985, so Victoria sent me a link, Santa Claus the Movie came out. Dudley Moore and who else was there? The movie was produced by the Alexander and Ian Salkheim, who did Superman the Movie. I'm not a fan.
John
Victoria,
was the villain. I love
John
this
Lithgow
movie.
Is the villain. Why do you like it?
Because it has every element that you need in a Christmas movie. It's got like a backstory of Santa Claus, but it's also in modern times. It's great. I love it.
All right, so there, the Christmas movies we're going to start counting down here in the next week or so. So get ready for that and get your shopping done. So thank you, Chucker. It's 58 past the hour on the DJV show.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.